All right, sit down, Mace. We're starting to... I forgot. You don't like loud noises. Mace, sit down as we start the Flycast. Brought to you by Corduroy.
Yo, what up? Back again, it's the hottest DJs in the city. Your boy, Big M.
Fuck, that's what we would have been.
We would have been DJs?
Do this gaming nerd shit.
Yeah, if we weren't nerds like you guys,
can't relate to the nerds no more.
Yeah, like them.
I'm big, tall, jacked. Like these people that... What do you got over there?
What's
his name?
This is Mace. He's a retired greyhound. And he ran a lot and won 2 races, and he's a champion. So you guys have the same amount of chips.
2?
2.
How long did he compete? It's not fair, though. Like, I'm sure it's different. They probably got more tourneys and shit.
They probably do. It's definitely different.
So he is a greyhound racing dog, not the... dog I would ever assume anyone I know to get.
Really?
Unless you have... Okay, well, here's my noob, outsider, idiot perspective. Is in, like, unless you have, like, a farm, why would you want, like, a race dog? Aren't they sprinting around, running around, hella energy, probably annoying?
For sure. That's what... I mean, I had a... Growing up, I had a Weimaraner. Have you ever heard of a Weimaraner?
No.
It doesn't even sound like a real word.
No, that's not...
It's like weird to say.
Weimaraner.
It's like they're really fast dogs and they're super energetic. But I went and visited one of my mom's friends and she has a greyhound. And I'd never, this is the first time I'd ever seen a greyhound. And I was like, oh my God, like they're so skinny. They look like deer, especially if they're like brown. They literally look like deer. And it was just, I was surprised of how calm the greyhound was. And she was like, yeah, well,
was it a retired racing one?
Yeah. The retired racer. She was like, yeah, the greyhounds are like perfect dogs for like chill houses, for like apartments and for
small
houses. And I was like, really? Like, yeah. Like after they get done, well, the dogs, what they do is even the dogs that are racing, they race for 45 seconds. And then they sleep for 17 hours.
What?
Like, that's what the breed does.
Really? What?
I had no idea. Like, they don't ever do long distance. They only sprint. And they and their training or whatever is, like, very small. Like, very little activity. It's just if the dog is bred to be fast, he or she's going to be fast.
Greyhounds, like, not man-made, but, like, would nature make them ever?
I think they are.
Like man-made?
I think they're I think they originate from like Egypt or something like that.
What do you take to make a greyhound?
They're so... I just think they're pretty. I think they're really cool.
This is your new best friend? Oh my.
He's my new best friend. I don't think I'm his new best friend yet. He's still learning.
Is he always sort of like this?
Oh, like relaxed? Yeah, all the time. That's what I'm saying. Like with how active he's been in the office, like just going up to people, because he doesn't come up and like lick you or anything. He just comes up and looks at you.
Yeah. Does a little sniff.
Yeah.
Even when I walked in, I didn't even see him. And I just like go to open the door over there and I just looked down. And I'm like, what the? And he was just looking at me.
He's there's a lot of people here. So. He's mad attentive right now, so he's probably gonna sleep all day.
I feel too. Is that what he's usually been doing? Is sleeping?
Yeah, we go out and we go for like 15-minute walks, and then when he comes back, he passes out for
like
5 hours.
Smiley and shit.
Sometimes.
Fucking idiot! Paige is yelling at
Paige is yelling at Raj. Raj is flicking me off.
Cause I feel like so empathetic to dogs, and I see him and I'm just like wondering about his entire life. Just like the way he is so like calm and like not scared. I mean, obviously I'm sure the past... you got him when?
2 days ago.
Yeah, the past like week of his life,
dude,
is probably
the past month, bro. Yeah,
probably
the past
been
month and
so
a half.
Terrifyingly,
the past month and a half, he came from Australia Actually, the past, okay, 4 months, he came from Australia, was in a adoption agency like hound house, so like a kennel, and then went into a house, which was a foster house, and now is with me. He is very skittish when it comes to like loud noises. Like that.
Do you ever like, do you throw a ball and he goes, gets it?
I'll throw it. He'll go and he'll sniff it and then he'll come back.
And is he always just kind of like slowly walking around, chilling?
Yeah. Except one time we were walking, you know how there's a shit ton of rabbits everywhere in Frisco? He saw a rabbit.
Took off.
And I was like, whoa!
60 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Dude,
definitely see the jets are in there.
I'm so empathetic to dogs. And he's got his diaper on.
Yeah.
Does he do well with the bathroom at your place?
He's done really well. And like whenever he goes to, they said you're only supposed to have this on him for like a couple of days, because once he learns that he can't mark his territory in your place, then he's good. But I've been taking him to my place and the hex quarters and here. So like he has to learn 3 different places that he can't do that. But apparently,
why do you do that instead of like, do you just feel bad if you leave him home? Is that why you bring in places?
Yeah. My place is very dog proofed right now, but I don't know. This was just a long day.
You get home and just see everything fucked up.
I don't think he would do that. I just don't want him to get into like any of my medicine.
Bro, dogs are a big, I mean, I guess you're not dealing with like any barking and annoyance. I
should have
got a greyhound.
I skipped the whole puppy phase. Yeah. The puppy phase, like, I don't think I would have been able to
see.
Do the
I look
phase.
Back, what's because for those who don't know, I got a dog 2.5 months ago, and he was like 6 weeks old. Wait, no, 4 months old. I think he was a 4 month old little puppy, maybe like 3 months or something. But whenever I got him, it was a fucking shit show. And it's still a shit show. He's a big puppy now. Like instead of like a cute puppy, and it's like, God, he's so cute, but you're just raging. It's like, wow, he's still kind of cute, but he's not like that adorable puppy that you like, don't want to.
Yeah.
And you're too cute. And oh no, he pooped on the fucking carpet again. And now he's just like at a bigger point. I was looking at some of Chewy's old photos, and I was just like, oh my God. And like already I was like, let's get another puppy.
Oh,
but like, no, it's just, not that I forget, because it's literally been the last like 2.5 months of my life. Even this morning, bro, I swear, like, and I don't know if I've told, anytime I tell Michelle, like, this is really, like, fucking with me. Like, she's like, it's fucking with me, too. And I'm like, well, I guess fuck it then. And we'll just deal with it. But, like, I'm hinting, like, yeah, it's really getting to me. Maybe, like, almost hinting is, like, giving him away. Even though that's so fucked up and I wouldn't. It's just thoughts that I naturally have. Mm-hmm. It's just, it really is getting to me. Like, even literally, it's every day, every single day it just gets to me. And it is, I feel like it's wearing on my mental health.
What is
the fucking
puppy?
Dog.
Oh,
having a new, and it's not even really him. It's just the combination of Chewy. And I mean, even besides shitting on the steps, like he still shits on the steps almost every single day. Just, we don't know why. Sitting on the steps, pissing on the floor, pissing. He'll just like be chilling, standing on the couch, and then just like start pissing. Then we're like, Chewy. And he's like, oh, fuck, freaked out, starts running away. And we're like, you know, not. But just like, even besides that, he doesn't have an annoying bark or anything. And he's like very friendly. And it's almost like he's a perfect, almost perfect puppy besides the poop and piss. But he just can't get along with our other dog. They get along, but our other dog just has the screechiest, most annoying. Like, Chewy would just come up and like sniff his cheek and like just do like a little puppy. And like Milo will just like freak. And it's not like a regular one. It's like this screechy, piercy. And it's all day, every day. And I
When I wake up in the morning, there's no like time to get the day started. It's like, wake up in the morning, got to take them out. Fuck, Chewy, the sprinklers were on last night. So every morning our yard's like muddy and his paws are muddy. Start my day with that or something. And then hear them fighting. And it's just like, God, every morning, I just can't get past it. And I feel like I'm getting back into a better groove of things. Cause like for a few weeks I was like the fucking loser and just like pretty down, but I'm getting back into the swing of things, but God damn, it's fucking annoying. And I can't seem to break. Maybe one day Milo will get completely used to him, but it's like, God, I can't break this cycle.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to complain for the rest of the podcast. Cause that's not who I am anymore.
You're telling me that?
There's a lot. Let's complain this podcast because okay, I got other shit to complain
let's
about.
Let's go. Hit me with it.
Do you have any complaints about your dog before I move on to a new subject of complaints?
Not yet. He shit in Roger's office.
That's a good thing.
That's though. A good thing yeah. now. Yeah.
Right, so good nothing boy. But positives.
That's a good boy.
And I just want to say, so the universe hears me, Chewy. Love you, Mila. Love you.
Michelle.
It will get better. Michelle, we haven't said those words yet, but like,
oh really?
Nuh-uh. We've talked about it. Oh, and I was shit. Like, I'm gonna say it first, but I don't want it to be like I've said it early in other relationships. And then I look back at it, I'm like, that like meant nothing. Mm. Not that the relationship meant nothing, but I was like, the me words. Saying that, it was like, dude, that like, so I really want, I think we both know how each other feel. Yeah. And we just haven't said it yet because it's, for me, it's weird and like scary.
I think I remember the first time I said it with every relationship. Is that weird?
Probably too soon.
Yeah. One of them was too soon, I think. But yeah.
It'll happen though. Soon enough, probably very soon. In our 1 year anniversaries about to come up and like
it hasn't even been a year yet.
No.
Oh my God, I thought y'all
I can't believe it's
like,
almost about to be a fucking year.
I thought you guys been dating for like 2 years,
but I mean even before in like other relationships it was like 4 or 6 months in, you're like kind of saying it, then you just say it one day and it's just like, I don't know, we've yeah. talked about it and I was like, this is like a big deal. I feel like this is not my first real relationship, but kind of my first real, like this could potentially be the future. Mm-hmm. And I've like thought about it. So, besides that, what are we talking about? Complaining? Oh, first off, I hope everyone enjoyed. I haven't looked at the comments, but the Drake
the last
top
10.
Podcast, the Drake
last,
episode.
Last podcast is Drake top 10. It was fun. I think
I haven't looked at the comments. So.
I think you and I doing top 10s or react videos would be a lot of fun. That's always something I always wanted to do in the Scuff House. We never really did. But like if we like imagine us watching like rap
battles. You know
what
we should do for the Optic Nation
album reviews
app? We should get a sponsor to help us make react stuff or like react stuff, ranking stuff, just like some kind of segment, something. I mean, I haven't thought about it at all, but
I was thinking about
like what other, if there's other artists, a Lil Wayne one would be crazy.
Lil Wayne top 10 verses would be fucking crazy.
I already
crazy.
Have my one.
Really? Mm-hmm. Just say it.
Just say it?
Yeah, what would your Lil Wayne...
We are. Yeah, I said it. We are. This is Rock Nation. Pledge your allegiance.
What song is that? I know the verse.
Run This Town.
Lil Wayne would probably... I think Lil Wayne verses would be crazier than Drake. I don't know, though, Drake's...
That was the Jay-Z verse that I just said. How does Wayne come in?
We are.
C-A-R-T-E-R. Put the B in E-R. I'm colder than B-R. Add another 3 R's. Watch me like D-V-D-V-C-R. Pump to your chest. I ain't talking C-P-R. Riding this track like a motherfucking streetcar. New Orleans coroner.
See,
his name is Frank.
The song.
He just comes in so hot.
Lil Wayne would be insane.
Mace, come here.
Lil Wayne's
verses might be better than Drake's, but then I think about Drake's and it's like his Lord knows verse and just like, God, there's so much. It's almost just like a different type of, it's a different type of bars and a different type of artist.
It's big boss talk.
But yeah, we could potentially do that. I hope people appreciated it. What's up, Mace? You saying if anyone is listening, not on YouTube, Mace is here with us today, sitting beside Hitch. Now he's up walking around, checking out the Flycast.
Checking out the set. He's got his Hey Arnold diaper that they gave me.
Which is just fucking hilarious.
Yeah. He's such a manly looking dog, and then there's a Hey Arnold diaper.
That's actually, I'd probably pick that diaper.
You think so? Yeah. I ordered a black one on Amazon.
So I hope you guys appreciated the, slightly enjoyed the Drake stuff. I know it was a little different. If you don't like Drake, it was probably like, oh, fuck, not going to listen to this. We're talking about complaining. Every time I sign on fucking Twitter, I don't follow either of these two. Can you take it? But they are on my app for you.
You're talking about Logan and Dylan Danis?
Logan and Dylan Danis. I can't get on. I don't follow either, but they're on my Twitter nonstop. I wonder if they can hear that through the mic. Okay. Logan Paul and Dylan Danis. First off, I don't give a shit about either of them. I don't even know who Dylan Danis is, to be honest.
Really?
Obviously, I feel like everyone and their mother knows Logan Paul, but I don't think my mom knows Logan Paul. But everyone knows Logan Paul. Dylan Danis, did you know who he was?
Only reason I knew who he was is because he comments,
like, I don't know where he came from.
He comments on like every boxing.
Yeah, I guess I've seen his Twitter,
like
his Twitter,
his Instagram,
but I don't know who he is or what he
does. I saw like a clip of Joe Rogan talking about him, and he's like an MMA fighter. He's like,
yeah, I think he was like really good at jujitsu or something
like that.
But I'm like sort of learning that now. But there's Logan Paul versus Dylan Danis fight coming up, and every single time I open my Twitter, I see them, and it's something I really, really don't like. Is Dylan Danis is posting pictures of Logan Paul's current fiance, and it's just like, I don't find it funny, and unless she did something to him,
dude,
like imagine if I don't even know what's his Logan Paul's girl's name.
I think it is Nina.
Unless Nina did something to Dylan Danis, what the fuck is going on? How are you just like, do you not have the social awareness that this could like, what if her like mental was a little fucked up and she wasn't really stable? It's like, what if you started like destroying her life almost? Technically, you wouldn't be destroying her life, but it's like in her mind, she could be twisted. Like her parents could be seeing this stuff. And it's not like it's like naked pictures, but it's like you're making her look like a slut or a whore, even though that's not what it is. I feel like 75-80% of those pictures are just like her with
some celebrity
because she was in the LA Hollywood life, and then like 20% of are her like on a date and like kissing some other guy, and then this is also like over 10 years of her living in LA, and LA gets down a little different. But it's like, you should not. I just think it's so fucked up for him to be doing that to her. And like, because it's like, I understand, like, if like someone did that to my girl or whatever, it would fuck with me. And I'd be like, this is so like, but you're like doing it to her too.
Yeah.
Like you're affecting someone else. Why? Imagine if you were like doing something that affected, I don't like Logan's parents, or you're affecting someone else's life just for clicks.
Yeah.
And he looks at it like he's like doing it to like build this fight or some shit. And I'm just like,
dude,
like, dude,
if
there's
somebody was going that hard.
There's
and like,
so many other ways he could be doing this. Like this is, you're not doing it to build. It has built the fight, I'll be honest, but it's like there were other ways, and like I just think it's fucking insane and ridiculous. And all the little, all the freaks that are like getting behind it and like calling, or even like, I've seen some people that like I follow on Twitter respond to it. Like, how many guys has she been with? Oh my. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Like, who cares?
Sometimes some of the pictures were like her with like obviously fans or something. Cause it's like, Maze. Some of the pictures were like her with fans and people are still like commenting, oh my God, even this guy hit. And it's just like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was like her,
it's
Leonardo
DiCaprio.
Like
none of these people live in the real world at all.
No, whenever somebody does stuff like that, like comes after somebody's like girl or like talks shit about like women's sports or anything that has to do with like women, like you, it's always the same motherfucker. Type of guy.
It's the same type of guy. And they're very like, it's a very like vocal minority too.
Yeah.
They fucking,
I didn't mean to hurt you, but
they are getting off on imagining Logan and his fiance being super down and like,
yeah, having
upset
issues
about it. Like they're getting off on like I've seen comments, bro, they are having troubles and like, bro, I think they are going to break up or they have broken up. That's why Logan's not commenting. And it's like, how you're getting off on this, aren't
that's
you? It's fucking weird.
Like ridiculous.
It's so fucked up. Like I feel like, not to say I'm the person to say what your mind state or mindset should be like, but like that is just not, I just don't support that. Don't find it funny. I feel like he's like just bullying the innocent, and Dylan Danis is like, he's trying to paint the picture like he's bullying Logan Paul because Logan Paul bullies others. And it's like, dude, you're affecting Nina, and like you're painting this image of her being a whore, and she could completely not be one. Yeah. Like she could just be involved in the LA industry where they do nothing but take pictures. And even if she does have like multiple bodies, it's like, that's her business, and I don't think she's done anything mean to anyone.
Like, who the fuck? Like, again, like, who the fuck cares? Like, you don't think Logan Paul slept?
White Knight Niak coming to save.
You don't think that Logan Paul slept with 50 plus women?
Yeah.
Like,
I do think there is a
like.
I think there's a little bit of difference. I mean, that's a whole nother discussion of like guys sleeping with girls.
I mean, sleeping with girls.
Guys sleeping with girls compared to girls sleeping with men. Like the whole, yeah, people get praised on what's hard to do, and a guy sleeping with a girl is hard to do. Like it's like seems like something you have to work for, something you have to build a skill set for. And then if you're a girl, you can literally just fuck not fuck any guy, but you can get laid every single night if you wanted to. So it's just, that's why it's like not praised. But even if she was like that, and I would say she's probably not like that. First off, she got with Leonardo. If my girl got with Leonardo, I'd be like, my girl's high value. I think is that I don't know how I'd look at it actually.
I don't know if I'd word it like that,
but I just don't think she. That's just the only thing. I fucking woke up today seeing this shit.
Yeah.
And I just don't like it. I don't know anything about Dylan Danis. I don't know if he's a good person, a bad person. Like, he seems pretty level-headed in, like, interviews. And I saw, like, some podcast clips of him. But then it's just, like, when it's on Twitter, it's just like, Jesus Christ.
It's just, like, every single.
And then, like, even at the press conference or whatever, he was saying it. It's just like, I don't know. I just don't. It kind of like, I don't know. It just, I don't know what bugs me more, him saying that or him saying that and seeing the amount of people rallying behind him, cheering on the fact that Logan and his fiance's lives are quote unquote getting destroyed, their marriages. Their relationships destroyed,
and then when
probably
women,
depressed,
and then like
and
I'll
shit.
See like some women be like, dude, like this is kind of gross, like, yeah. And then people will reply to them and be like, you're just so soft. This isn't
bro. If
like,
you
stay
did
in
that,
your lane, like, imagine somebody saying all this shit about like your mom, like, or your girl. Like, I, the only reason I say your mom is because I know guys that like reply to women that are saying that, and they're like, "Shut up, you're soft."
To your mom,
like,
yeah.
Like, I know those guys don't have like serious relationships. You know what I mean? There's no guy that I know that's in a serious relationship that is seeing, or like in a marriage or is engaged, that's seeing stuff like this, and they're like, "Oh, dude, hell yeah, that girl, she slept with a lot of guys. Like, she got what's coming." Like, no guy in a serious relationship is thinking that.
Or it's a guy in a serious relationship that got denied by a girl that looks like that and didn't have a chance with a girl that looks like that, and now he dates someone that, say, is not so attractive, and he's not so happy with his personal life, but at least his girl wasn't in Hollywood being a fucking whore, like, fucking slut. I know all girls are fucking like that. Fucking just never like paid bitter, me attention. Yeah. So you went off to LA and was a fucking whore. But I really don't care. But it is every time
I said it in the author podcast.
Actually, I don't care, but it does bring me. It does lower my vibration a little. I'm same. Like, dude, I can't, like, it's just get this naked. Shit. I don't just, want to yeah. see this, but yeah. but I don't know if I'm ready to hit mute yet. I don't want to fucking see this, but if it pops up, let me see what's going on.
I said it in the Object Podcast, I think it's the only time a Paul brother has fought where I'm kind of like
rooting for a Paul brother
to win.
Yeah.
It's the only time.
Maybe they talk about it in the Optic Pod.
Just a little bit, yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Hector hadn't heard any of this.
Oh, really?
So of course Hector's like, "Yo, fuck this guy," like, because imagine somebody talk shit about Jew, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, this literally might be the first time. I'm really not on. I think I wouldn't put it past Logan to have done some fucked up shit.
Oh, I'm not saying they're saints.
But for this just particular situation, I would say I'm rooting for Logan Paul.
And we've seen some crazy angles. Like, Conor McGregor had some crazy angles to build up fights. There's been some people have gone after entire countries and stuff like that. Like, the manhood of other guys. But this is just, like, brutally, yeah. like... I guess slut shaming is the word, but who knows if that's even
whether, know, yeah, slut shame. Yeah. Who knows if that's even what it fucking is, but it's just the fact that she has nothing to do with
why
this.
The camera? Why in front of the camera?
Because, man, more views. So yeah, I think who else is on the card? Dylan Danis, Logan Paul.
Is KSI on that?
I guess I'm rooting for Logan Paul. I mean, I honestly probably won't even end up watching, but just like watch the highlights.
Yeah.
KSI versus Tommy Fury.
Who's Tommy Fury again?
The guy who beat Jake Paul in the last fight. He's Tyson Fury's brother. Okay. I think he was like a little reality star, but... KSI versus Tommy Fury.
The KSI. Did you
I really
see?
Don't care.
Did you see the KSI Tommy Fury face off clips?
Yeah, see,
that was like borderline cringy because it's what? So obvious that it's just like staged.
Yeah.
Like his dad like flipped over the table, yeah, and I was just like, "Dog,
dude, come I saw that
on,
too,
bro."
They really do. It's funny. It is, and it's like wrestling. Like this, the like YouTube WWE, boxer yeah. section, the YouTube boxing is like wrestling almost.
It is, yeah.
Like it's real. I try to like not. You have to just respect the fact that people can entertain like that. Because I don't think I could entertain like that. I just wouldn't feel comfortable.
Yeah,
I feel like it's not really in my nature. If I'm like being weird, cringy, entertaining, just like crazy, whatever. Like I'm doing it secretly.
Yep.
By myself in a vlog or something, or like on stream where I'm like by my to do that in front of like a crowd and to have like a whole strategy behind it and Twitter and videos and TikTok clips and they know what they're fucking doing. So I can't do anything but tip that. I don't think, but it's hard for me to because what I love is like people who are masters at stuff and just the fact that this type of boxing gets like.
seemingly more views than like
insane amount
actual
of
pro boxing. And the fact that these guys have pro records of like Jake Paul's now like what 6-1 or something because Tommy Fury beat him, but it's like he's 6-1 and he has not fought a single boxer besides Tommy Fury, who was just like a sort of a reality star person.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how do you have a 6-1 pro boxing record? You fought one kind of pro boxer. I mean, they're good. Jake Paul would fuck me up in a boxing fight, but it's just crazy how it works.
Yeah, and like Logan
and
Paul,
how like they're in talks with what? Like the real boxing world, but the real boxing world just looks at them like
what?
Like what?
They're probably so salty. Like, what is it? Like Logan Paul has fought four people, like KSI twice and Mayweather.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you go? What?
Yeah.
How do you go from that's like me playing football with you and then twice and then playing with fucking Tom Brady. Yeah. Like how do you how does that
it's just like it's just pure entertainment.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be in one eventually.
I'd
be in like the fucking unders, but this podcast Flycast episode is brought to you by, of course, Corduroy's and Center CBD. Center offers all natural hemp derived CBD beverages with premium ingredients to help you find clarity and focus in your everyday life. Products include CBD sparkling waters. They also include ready to mix CBD drink powders. Some are good for, some have electrolytes, so whether it's post workout, some are relaxed with GABA and ashwagandha if you want to chill at night. Whatever you need, they got. Center is perfect for any time of day. Focus on providing healthy ways to relax, focus, and find clarity. You take a sip, take a moment, and find your center. This podcast is also brought to you by Corduroy's. Take your gaming space to the next level with the Optic Gaming Bean Bag by Corduroy's. This exclusive bean bag is durable, long-lasting, versatile, easily converting from a chair to a bed, making it perfect for you when you need a quick nap during a long gaming session, like me, when I would stay up for 32 hours. I need a nap, get on my Corduroy, and back up, play again for another 32. With Corduroy's never go flat design, you'll be chilling on clouds for years to come. Up your game with the Optic Gaming Beanbag, available for sale now on corduroys.com. And don't forget, you can use Shop Pay to split your purchase into easily manageable payment plans. Back to the podcast. I don't, you'd see like the list of people, and then I'd be like down here in like fine print, Optic Maniac versus fucking, I don't even know who I could face, but that would be funny. It's just a lot of, and I was talking to James right before this about, he's like, I heard you wanted to do it. I was like, yeah, that was like the beginning of last year when I was like sort of into, and the influencer boxing was like popping off. And I did boxing classes for a month. I like had talks with Keemstar, and then it was just like, it kind of, I legit had a back injury, and I still have a back injury. Like it's hard for me to run. I can get on streaks of running, but then once something with my back tweaks a little bit, which seems to happen every like 2-ish weeks, it's like, fuck, I should not run this week. It's only going to make it worse on my hip. So that's the main reason I like push it off. Just forgot about it. Went and enjoyed my summer. Then like later that year, Keemstar was like, yo, what about something for next year? I was like, I might be down for that. Like my back's feeling better, blah, blah, blah. But then like by next year came around, it was just like, and it sort of actually became a thing where I was like, I could make this happen if I wanted to.
Yeah.
It's just like, what am I going to get out of it? Like if I'm going to train 3 months, 2-3 months, do all this running, and in which I still don't know if I could do, because the reason I stopped, I did boxing classes for like 3 weeks, like 2 years ago or something. And the reason I stopped is because my knee and my back, and it was just like, it was just weird for me to do all the jumping or the jump rope and the running and stuff. And it's just like, I tweaked my back. I was just like, I just don't know if I could do this.
Yeah.
So now that I'm at a place right now, it's like, I think if I DM Keemstar, I can make it happen. But it's just like, dude, I'm fucking up on I'm fucking up on my foundation, let alone like if I start streaming again, like what I want to do is September, October, November, December stream. It's going to end up not being every day, but like get back on that shit where it's a part of my daily routine to where I come here every single day. Yeah. Stream. So start doing that. Start cutting weight, start dieting, start really trying to like build something with this fitness shit, whether it's like start working on a fucking website and like programs and get in talks with other people. I feel like this is the maybe vlog a little bit, just fucking get more into what my job should fucking be. Get more into that and just like build my foundation more. And then I could do a boxing match. And then that would be like, damn, who the fuck's Maniac? He just knocked this guy out in 16 seconds. He looks fucking good out there. This might be the next one up, is what I imagine in my head. Yeah, that millions are thinking.
Yeah.
Who is that? Optic.
Optic Maniac.
He's an Optic? Optic Maniac. Look me up. Oh, follow him. Oh, look. Hey, look. And I'm like talking shit about my next opponent's wife and shit. And that is. And then they start following me. They're in my Twitch. And it's like, I could see how that would help a little bit. Maybe. Because I don't know. Like, I see. Unless it was like a Optic. I know if I fought someone on FaZe that people in the COD community knew, the entire COD community is tuning in for that.
That would be hype, yeah.
Like, if it was
first phase,
I don't know who I... Yeah, like, if I fought Temper or something, like, that would be something people would fucking watch.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, the people out there know Temper, and obviously he's a lot more known than me, but they're like, who? Optic Maniac? And there's, like, pictures of, like, me and Temper together, and, like, they know it's Optic first phase, yeah. And the entire COD community. So I could see that being worth it. Than being like beneficial. But then even that, I'm like, okay, but I'm going to be like training for 3 months. Like, what's the, how am I going to get paid for this? Where on the card do I lie? Cause like some of the early fights, like the stands aren't even filled yet.
Yeah.
And it's like, no one gives a fuck or talks about them at all. So it's like, I wouldn't want to dedicate myself 2-3 months of like training and stuff. And I'm just on some fight. It's a fucking 3-rounder.
Yeah.
Neither of us really do that much. And then it's over and I go home and it's like, no one cares.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I wouldn't want to happen. But also, to be realistic, it is fucking scary thinking about getting in there and like in the fucking ring. Throughout, especially if it was a big event, getting in there in a fucking ring surrounded by people. And it's just everyone's looking at you. And it's like, that's also not something I'd like. Not something I'm comfortable with. But I feel like...
Get stage fright?
Well, the first... I would get stage fright. The first round, I would be like... I would just have to... It was almost like that in like basketball in Halo. That like right when the game starts, it's like... The adrenaline's going. Like I'm not calm. Like I'm a little... I'm not sitting there shaking with my controller, but like once I get that first kill or the game starts, I get a nade, double kill. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah,
so I think it'd be the same, or like in basketball, I miss a shot. I'm like, fuck, playing defense. I get the ball again, shoot, make a shot. I'm like, all right, here we go. Like, and it just, game one. Like now the game starts. And I feel like it'd kind of be like that in boxing. Like first round, I'll be fucking nervous. I'd be nervous and shit. But then it's like once I got comfortable and hit him with something, I'll be like, all right, I know what I'm, and I see he's not about to fucking destroy me. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
maybe I can work with this.
Yeah,
maybe one day it'll happen. I'm not sure. You ever gonna, would you ever? But see, I was talking about it before, I was like, see, but the thing is, like, say I get knocked the fuck out and I gotta come back and hear this shit from fucking Formal. It's like, Formal, I'd knock you out, but I can't because...
I mean, you got to think, like I think Temper's fought 4 times, and I think he's lost all of them, right? Or...
But that's Temper, bro. Some people just, like...
He just goes back.
Yeah.
He's some like, people, all right, next.
I feel like some people don't have... And I'm sure he was like, a little embarrassed or whatever, but Temper's not the type of guy people are going to fuck with.
for losing. Yeah,
well, like, they're just like, you don't know what his boys are like.
You're right. But I know mine. And they, I know what my boys are like. And they would for sure fuck with me about it. So it's just, I don't know. A lot to think about with that. Fucking. But I've seen. It just depends who the fucking opponent would be. Maybe. Yeah. I gotta get my fucking life together first.
I would fight somebody like if we started at the same base.
Yeah. Where like you would like, have to see them and be like, all right.
Or it's like, I can't fight somebody. Because like what Andrea did is she fought somebody and she didn't realize that there were, the girl had already been training for like 3 months.
Really?
So like she was already.
And the girl that was already training has already been training for YouTube, in YouTube for like she does the like marathons and like she was already in amazing shape.
And that's just what she does. Like when she dedicates that girl, I can't remember her name, but when she makes a video, she dedicates like her whole life to that video.
Yeah.
So like her drive was already like through the fucking roof. Not saying Andreas wasn't.
As long as you don't get someone like that.
Yeah. Like if CDL was like, hey, we want you to fight. We're going to pay you this much money. You fight Joe Woe in 3 months.
Yeah.
And like, I know Joe hasn't been like working out. I'd be like, yeah, sure. Like,
yeah.
Or if it was like,
see,
if it was somebody that's been like grinding in the, like if it was like, yo, we want you to fight Jay Smooth in 3 months, I'd be like, okay, well, wait, hold on. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it would just really depend on the person. Because Jay Smooth's got like fucking 20, 30 pounds on me of muscle.
Yeah, if there was a, and I think there's a huge, I don't even want to put this out there because I think there's a huge opportunity for it. And maybe somehow, some way we could run it. And maybe some, but that would, this would, it would like put pressure on for me to be on there. But if there was like a Call of Duty or like esports org boxing thing, that would be fucking
like an Optic
huge.
First Phase card.
Yeah.
Would be crazy.
Optic First Phase card would be fucking insane. Then I think it would do fucking super, super well.
Same.
But even just like maybe, I don't know. I was going to say like maybe just COD or maybe like esports in general.
People in our community.
Because there might be like,
because no one in our community has really fought.
But maybe it'd be good.
Besides Temper, I guess.
If we did TSM as well. And the, don't they have like hella Asian fans and shit? Or like just a different fan base? Maybe that would help it. Or maybe just keep everything the same. Or it would be crazy having like me versus someone, Bose versus someone, Hitch versus us, Skump versus someone.
It would have to be
Skump would not do it, bro.
Nah,
but the thing is, I think whoever they match Skump up against would be fucking dog shit. They would make sure of it.
You think so?
They were like, we can't have Skump getting knocked out.
Or it would be like legend. Like I'm thinking like 100 Thieves and the title card is Seth versus Nade.
That would be insane.
That would be crazy.
But Skump would probably do that. Because like Skump is definitely a natural born athlete. I don't think Nade would do that. I've seen Seth throw a football. I've seen Seth run. I've seen Seth play basketball. I've seen Seth hit a baseball. I've seen Seth just like do athletic shit. And like he's just, you can tell he was pretty good when he was a kid. So I think he has more, the Skump versus Nade would be amazing. But one thing Hex would not let happen is like Skump fight a real.
Never.
I don't know who on Skump's level would even be. It would kind of like almost like, have to be Nade.
What would the card 100 Thieves versus Optic be? Seth versus Nade title. And then.
Are we including Hex?
Yeah, Hex can be in there.
Hex versus Jack?
I don't think so.
But I feel like we got the advantage already.
You think so?
Skump and Hex versus Nate and Jack, yeah. I don't really know.
Who's Zen fighting?
I don't know who I would fight. Nicewig?
You would get your fucking,
I don't think so,
ass beat.
He's a big motherfucker. Maybe. But. Nah, I can't.
Yeah, no, you're good. I think you got it. You take him.
See, I'm the only one on our side getting fucked over.
I'll take Brooke.
who else is in 100 Thieves? Fucking Symphony's not in 100 Thieves,
nah,
is he?
Nah, he's not.
I was going to say like...
But there's like the Jesser and the two hype guys. Enable, Noah J. I'd fight Noah J.
See, I'm trying to get a fucking...
Noah J's just a sweetheart, though.
Yeah, don't get it fucked up. All I do is work out and stuff. I don't have no experience. Give me... Enable.
You versus Enable would be a good fight.
I feel like I'm so much bigger than him, though. Yeah, they wouldn't let that happen.
You are very...
Just let me get
taller.
The fucking advantage, man. I'll drop to 170.
You versus Mud Dog. That's probably maybe fair. He's got a wingspan on you.
Yeah. He's a little taller.
You'd be able to take some hits.
I just want to fight, like, give me a dweeb. Just a small...
There's a ongoing joke for TST that...
Give me Blake.
Ongoing joke versus TST that TST is going to fight the flank.
Oh, really?
So the title, it would be Blake versus Zuma. Then I would fight... Aches, and George wants to fight Ben. Ben J. Nassim.
Even doing something like that would fucking
blow up. Yeah. And George, so whenever we talk about the flank, George always goes, "What's Ben up to?" Like, just fucking around. What's Ben up to? I want to fight him. I think they would do it
eventually
if the money was right.
I did just turn 32 though, so is that the time to get into the shit? You got two more years
to fight somebody.
How old's Ben from the flank? I think
probably our age, probably like 30. I think.
God, how am I the oldest in this fucking bitch?
You're fucking old, bro.
Like, I look at every org and somehow I'm the oldest. I'm sure it's like this for everyone. When they first come into the scene, they're the young person. Like, when I first won, I think I just turned 18.
That's crazy.
And then, like, yeah, I don't know. You just progressively become older. And then I meet people like Formal, and it's like, how old are you? Oh, you're like 3-4 years younger than me. And then from the Formals, he's like, how old Shotzi? He's what?
He's 21.
He's 5 years older, 5 years younger than Formal or more.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. And now I'm just like,
it is really crazy.
I don't know. Now I'm just the fucking oldest. Speaking of, I'm like, we're going to turn this into a Hot Topics podcast.
Okay. What hot topics you got?
How many genders are there? I'm kidding. The only...
Not that hot.
The only other thing... That's what I was actually going to start the podcast off with, was that question. But... Hold up.
Like,
I know what I'm going to talk about. I just didn't know if I had something else. Let me tell you what my mornings are like. Usually we'll do this, we'll schedule it at 11. Today was actually later, but I'll wake up. Usually I'll try to hit the gym before this, but I didn't today. I haven't looked at a single camera today. Wake up, chug water while still in bed, drink a whole bottle of water, then go downstairs, make my green drink, like the... What are they called? The reds and greens. Bloom makes a product. It's like the green fucking powder you put in a cup, mix it up, drink it. It's supposed to be healthy. I don't know what it does. Makes me shit. So I drink that. By that time, I'm two water bottles deep. After that, grab like some kind of energy drink, some kind of Mountain Dew energy drink. And then usually I'm on my way here with that and a water bottle. So by the time I get here, I've chugged 4 or 5 different things of water. So every single time we do the flycast, I feel like I got to take a piss. I don't know what Hitch is doing. Hitch was taking the dog back. What if I did a Bill Burr podcast where I just sat like this and just talked? I don't think I'd be able to do it. I'm not good at talking. I've actually not really talked at all these last few days. I've just been sitting in darkness.
But anyways,
I think it was the lights, because he, as soon as I put him in that office, he just laid on his bed and just
really
passed out. I don't know what it was.
Probably is weird. The other thing, every time I sign on Twitter, who do I see?
Hold on. Elon Musk.
No, I don't, really don't see him. Do you see him on Twitter like that?
Not really. Jake Lucky.
No.
I don't know.
Think them. More Aiden Ross, but not Aiden Ross.
Speed.
No. Hey, we can talk about that.
Yeah, Speed showed his dick on stream.
Which was fucking huge. You thought I was going to say insane? What an insane thing for him to do.
Also, yes, very insane.
He knew, not that.
No, he knew. He 100% knew.
Not that he knew it was going to flop out.
Dog.
But he knew there was a chance. He knew he had no underwear on. And I've seen him do it multiple times where he like does the humpy shit and it's just like flopping.
Dude, that's
there's like multiple clips of that.
Crazy shit.
And it's just like, that's fucking weird enough. Like, we can see your dick flopping. I've had times in my chat where it's like, I'll get up and it's just like certain, or like I'll do something when I'm live streaming to where like the camera's just low and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking like, I don't, that's just weird to like see someone's whole fucking junk through their pants when they're just like live streaming. So, but like, I'll like genuinely be like, my bad, chat. But no, that's fucking gross and no one wants to see that, even though, I mean, some people might. But I wouldn't say he did it on purpose, but he definitely knew he was like not wearing underwear. He was in some floppy pants. He had a hole there and he was being a fucking idiot. And then his whole dick comes out. And
it's and now massive.
It's everywhere.
And it's fucking wild. Why? Jesus, dude.
What the fuck?
The first time I saw it, I was like, I think no way.
He is 18
right?
now.
I think so. If not, no, because he would be in a lot of trouble if he wasn't 18. Yeah. But they didn't even ban his channel or anything. No repercussions.
Because I guess it was looked at as like an accident, but it's almost
dude,
like
he's flopping you can tell his when, dick. It's like a girl doing this, shaking her titties with a bikini on. And if her tit comes out, it's like, oh, sorry, it was an accident. It's like, no, it wasn't. It was not an accident.
Yeah. He does be doing some like, he knows some stuff. Like even his rage, and it's like you can just kind of see like he's like sets him up to do this something destructive.
Yeah.
And it is what makes him funny. But that shit was fucking crazy. But no, it was not. Speed has been on my timeline.
Oh, who is it?
Speed and Mini Speed have been on my timeline.
Oh, is it Tate again?
No, it's no, unfortunately, Tate has been coming out with some interviews. You should check him out. I think he has one with Candace Owens. He has one.
Andrew
with,
Tate did an interview with Candace Owens.
Yeah, it was super good. She loves him.
There are people everywhere just fucking had a panic attack. Yeah. You just made so
but
many
why,
people.
Why, though? I don't get mad when... Even if you said I was... First off, I don't care much. Mm-hmm. I do find certain things interesting. I do find certain people wrong, certain people right. But even to the people that I may think are right about that doesn't mean I think they're just the fuck. They're the winning people and they're like the good person.
You might have to move this thing up because every time you move, both of the backdrops are wobbling.
Just fucking collapse on me. Wait, Candace Owens, Tate.
You said you don't get mad when.
Yeah, I don't get mad when I'm not. I don't have any like you know. There's people that probably Hutch. I'm sure Hutch hates Andrew Tate or something.
Probably.
Or like, but like, there's. I can't think of anyone that Hutch, I don't like. I used to not like Trump, but now I kind of do like Trump. Like, if I was to go to war, I don't know. Trump would probably just make me a fucking another body. But like. I used to hate Trump because I looked at that like build a wall shit. I was like, dude, that's so like fucked up. And like, I think I looked at it like, I think what your soul means is like you, not that he's racist, but I just felt like there was something else behind it. And I didn't like him. I was like, how do you talk like this as a president? You're like unprofessional. You're just like sarcastically a dick. Like, I just don't like you. But like now, I feel like I actually do kind of like him because I'm seeing like other sides of other presidents. And I'm just like, dude, this guy, like Sleepy Joe, fucking, at least Trump was like awake. At least Trump was like comprehensive. At least Trump could like say sentences. And it's just like, you know what? Maybe Trump wasn't that fucking bad, even though I don't give a fuck about politics, government, or president. But I found it interesting. Like Trump would just, even though he knew it was going to be controversial, and maybe sometimes that's why he says that, I think he just speaks his truth. And that's something I can respect. And I feel like that with everyone, even if there's, say, I only have one example, but I can't use that because I'll get canceled. Just if some fucking psycho that lives in some other reality than me is spewing something, it's like, I still don't hate that person. I wouldn't get mad at someone supporting that person. Like, I would just be like, that's fine. That's what you think.
Yeah, I get you.
What I was going to, the person I'm talking about that when I sign on Twitter and see is Fousey's back, Fousey Tube, dominating, the man who's been around for 20 plus years, maybe not 20, but fucking close. The man who's been around, the man who was, I feel like, a part of the first wave of like the internet stars. Fousey Tube has made a return to streaming. Have you looked at any of his streams lately? Or like caught clips?
No.
Or know anything what's going on?
I saw a clip the other day on some sort of vertical that was him like punching a guy in a hat store.
Really? Was it like slapping?
I don't know. Some guy named Neon?
Neon?
Who is Neon?
I think it was like a slap. Neon's a fucking, just some little dweeb nerd who's just like entertaining. And he says insane shit.
Like, but cancelable, like, shit?
It's almost, I almost look at it like, if he didn't look like he looked, people would start fucking him up for saying that. But because he's like a small, frail dweeb who like dresses just like dweeby, people are like, come on, bro, it's Neon. And he's like, he's like 17 or 18. It's like, dude, he's 17, 18. Like, he's just a little dweeb, but he says some crazy shit.
Like, to people's faces?
Sometimes, but not really.
I don't know. Like, what does he do? Is he an IRL streamer or IRL? Does he make YouTube videos?
He streams.
He streams?
And like, he'll just, like how Aiden Ross sits in his room and streams and just like talks. Sometimes Neon will join the call and then they'll get Andrew Tate, they'll make Andrew Tate on the call, so it's like Aiden, Neon, Andrew Tate, and they'll just talk, and Neon's talking shit about Andrew Tate's fucking bald head, fucking loser, and like shit like that. Jeez. But like Andrew Tate just sits there and he's like, dude, like, I mean, like, what am I, like, Aiden, where do you find these, like, he's like, where do you find these creatures?
Yeah.
So he's just like, he's entertaining. I will give him that, and he's definitely, he probably says some stuff that a lot of people want to sometimes, but like they would actually probably have some repercussions. But for some reason, Neon just sort of he's just very controversial, and but he is funny sometimes. They're just fucking young and do that shit. I used to probably act, and I used to act a fucking fool just on like Xbox Live and shit. So I sort of get it, whatever. But
Fousey's back.
But Fousey's back. He's getting fucking, I think he had like 70,000 plus viewers. Like,
okay.
I think he might be averaging, I could be completely wrong, averaging like 40 to 50. And I saw him with like 70,000 on Kick as well. Dude. And it's just, but what he is doing is fucking, it's so, I don't even, it's just, I'm not trying to hate, but it has, and it doesn't have to be talked about, but it is just what I see on my fucking timeline. And this is the world I'm in. But Jesus Christ, the shit Fousey, the way Fousey acts, every stream he's getting into arguments. It looks like he's about to get into fights, even though it's not fights. He's like,
He has like Neon there. He's just like a little dweeb. And they're like in each other's faces talking shit. He's like giving Neon wedgies. The cops will be involved some randomly. I think his last stream, which like people have been tweeting like he needs fucking help. And now I think he's in a psychiatric facility.
Really? What?
He swatted himself.
What?
He called the cops and said, they have a gun to my head. They have a gun. Like, dude, I'm telling you, this guy, his career died down so much. And I don't think he ever thought he would get it, that clout back. He disappeared. No one cared. No one really cared about Fousey. And then he randomly comes back on Kick, starts live streaming. People were like, really fucking like, this is entertaining. And I think he just didn't think this level of clout would ever return. So he is just on like cloud fucking nine right now, dealing with or doing the shit, getting this many viewers, getting this amount of money. Apparently he has like some Kick deal coming in, but it's just like, dude, he is doing the most. Kai Cenat, like, I feel like Kai Cenat did this shit like, not to say Fousey's not doing it legitly. I think Fousey's maybe just being Fousey, but he's definitely being insane with it. Like,
I mean, isn't this the same guy that like tried to get a group together to save the world, and he stood on top of cars and like
Fousey?
Yeah,
did he do that? I don't know.
He like stood on top of cars and like prayed or something. I don't want to spread any misinformation, but it was something like that. I remember a clip of him standing on top of a car and looking at Keemstar in the crowd and saying something like, you're my fucking brother.
And, I mean, that sounds like
it. Yeah. And I remember being like, what the fuck is going on?
But yeah, he streams 24/7. He streamed for like 60 days straight.
What?
And that's just his life now, is streaming. It's just like he's just done the most crazy. Like, he stopped his car in the middle of the like Miami highway and just started like running, and just like has his camera and he's running. A car fucking flies by, like almost gets hit. He's just done the most ridiculous. He's done the most ridiculous fucking shit. And it's just like, I feel like he never thought he would get this clout again. And now that he's like, it's here, he's like, I have to do the most. I have to like completely take advantage of this situation. And it's like, it's this fucking high, this like clout high, I think, that he's on. And it's just insane what he like. And it's just, he never like looks happy. Just always seems like bipolar. He's either fucking angry, sad. He's cried multiple times on his stream. Like, it's just, it's fucking insane. Bose, you been keeping up with Fousey? Dude, it's fucking... Like, when I see what Fousey's doing, I'm like, I don't think I'll ever make it to that level. Like, no, I can't do what he's doing.
Dude.
Not that you have to be insane, but like, you have to
have a certain level of insanity.
There's a personality you have to have in not giving a fuck what anyone thinks or you being judged is definitely a part of that. And I wouldn't say I care that much about what people think, but like, he can go in public. Like, he was some sneaker store and he just like started like breakdancing on the floor and like just like doing the absolute most. But it's like, people just find it entertaining, and I think he's just like trying to take advantage of this clout that he has. But yeah, I think he, don't quote me, and yeah, I don't want to spread misinformation, but I'm pretty sure I saw a clip of him calling the cops, saying someone had a gun to his, and he's sitting on his hotel bed, saying someone has a gun to his head, and he was like swatting himself. And then the police come, and like, he's like talking to them, and then starts arguing, calling them dumb fucks. Dude, it makes no sense. Like, something's wrong. Like, he's not... No rational person would like do what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's the top of the internet right now. That's the top of streaming right now. Or like,
what did you think about Kai Cenat fucking going to jail?
I mean, there's only so much he can control.
Yeah. I think he low key just forgot how fucking famous he is. And also,
that holy is shit,
bro. Like, Jesus, man. What, people were dancing on cars and like rioting? Like, chill the fuck out.
I think he came on camera and was like, he doesn't like seeing any of that. He was not for any of that. He doesn't want to see any of that. All that shit, it was whack. If you're doing that, stop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to... When you got kids that got like nothing going on or maybe nothing going for them, and then it's like, it's just, it's like a party just in the middle of the fucking city, and kids just think they can like do whatever they want. And like, I feel like if I was 16, 17 and that shit happened in my city, like I'd maybe
you'd pull up.
I can't say I wouldn't take part, but I feel like I would be respect. I might show up, but I don't think I'd be disrespectful enough to just fucking start. Motherfuckers are trying to get home and they just start jumping on their car and shit. Like, that's insane.
Can you put him back in there? Appreciate you.
Like, that's just so insanely disrespectful. But like, I can't blame Kai for that.
Yeah.
I think what Kai has done is fucking insane. The level he reached with being as like respectable and non-psychotic as some of these other fucks are, it's just like insane how he did get to that level.
But you like, have to be like, a lot of people talk shit about Kai too because of how he, you know, how he runs his stream. I mean, they fucking, you saw what they did on 4th of July and shit. Like, they literally let like a war zone in their house with the,
but even that, it's like, that's in your house.
That's his own house. Like, that's his own way of doing things. There's a bunch of communities out there that like don't fuck with him, but at the end of the day, his level, because you have to have that level of like insanity in order to make it that big. Like, look at XQC, he's literally crazy all the time, you know. Like Dr. Disrespect, he dresses in a wig and a bulletproof vest every single day. He sits courtside. There's a dedication to that level of craziness, like, in order to make it that big. And I think at least Kai like somewhat has like a head on his shoulders. Yeah. I've always respected what they've been able to do.
Even like I did IRL streaming for a little bit and I wish I could have done it more, but it's just like, bro, it's 106 degrees every single day.
Yep.
So it's just like streaming outside's fucking tough. But like, I went to a sushi spot by myself one time and it's just like really quiet to be respectful. Mm-hmm. It's just like, bro, I don't know. Maybe I just don't.
Fuzzy would be like, the sushi
fire. Yeah.
Hey,
chef. Yo, where's your chef at? This shit is fucking bomb. Like he's literally done that. He literally yelled. He was in a restaurant eating with like Sneeko or something, and he fucking, and I see all these clips on just Twitter, just fucking yells at them and makes a scene about how good the food is. I was like, I don't know. I just can't do that.
We have to. We're getting yelling called. At us. Matt Craig is telling us we have to go. So thank you so much for watching the Flycast.
This Flycast was brought to you by Corduroys and Center.
And Center.
We'll see you on the next one.
Peace.